This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number. You can call in about anything, whether it be a political issue or maybe even a personal problem you have.
We like those.
Yes, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It's the Saturday night edition. We're here live from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock Eastern time. So plenty of time for your calls if you make them. If you don't, we'll bring up whatever's on our mind. So we got a plate full of stuff to talk about tonight. But if it's your first time listening to Free Talk Live, and it very well may be because we're welcoming WXNT in Indianapolis, Indiana, to our family of Saturday night affiliates.
That's great news.
So we are very proud to be on your station, and so you'll get the hang of the show pretty quick. If you want to test the waters, 800-259-9231. I mean, seriously, maybe you've got a rant you want to get off your chest, some sort of agenda you want to push.
I don't think people believe us when we say we'll talk about anything.
Well, they'll find out soon enough.
You want to talk about the war in Iraq? We'll do it.
Whatever.
You want to talk about cheeseburgers? We'll do it.
Anything goes. 800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Now, for those of you who are brand new to the show, you should know we have a website. It's freetalklive.com. And on that site, you're going to find that everything there is free, unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you, you know, $5 a month or whatever it is for their website access.
Yeah, you got to have a membership to get the archives on most radio shows, but not Free Talk Live.
No, we do it for free. In fact, you can get the last 6 days of the show fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You just go to freetalklive.com. They're right there. In fact, you can scroll down past day number six, and then you'll find a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org. And they will take you to months' worth of the show. So literally months' worth of show audio, all of it for free at freetalklive.com. So with that, we need to go to the phones and to the fun, because if we start with a call on the line, we'll go to it. Tobiah in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. What's up?
So my brother and I, who are both libertarians, were debating after hearing Friday's show and you guys talking about polygamy.
Okay.
The question came up on interfamily marriage. We ended up disagreeing with each other.
Okay. And by interfamily marriage, you mean if I want to marry my sister?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think that the government should let any consenting adult marry whoever they want.
And your brother's concern is?
But my brother thinks that the government shouldn't condone interfamily marriage.
I don't think that the government should be involved in marriage, period. I think that we just need to get government out of marriage entirely. I mean, from heterosexual marriage, homosexual marriage, get the government out of it. They have no business approving two people as to whether or not they love one another.
I agree. But my brother,
so that's kind of like your third option, then.
Now, does your brother think that by the government not condoning inter-family marriage, as though, you know, it not condoning gay marriage or it not condoning polygamy has anything to do with any of those things happening in our world? Does he think that he's going to stop brothers and sisters from fornicating outside of legal wedlock or going to Canada and getting married or whatever?
No, actually, he thinks that people should be able to do whatever they want. He just doesn't think that they should be allowed to marry.
Under the government's eyes. What if they?
The government recognized the marriage.
I see. So he wouldn't have a problem if some brother and sister found a weird priest that wanted to perform a ceremony on their own privately. He wouldn't mind about that. He wouldn't complain.
Nope.
No. That's the answer. Then we just get the government out of it. Did you present that option to him?
Yes, but he didn't agree.
So he thinks the government should be involved in licensing heterosexual marriage and excluding everyone else.
Well, he's also pro for gay marriage and all that. It's just and even polygamy to an extent. But he doesn't think that interfamily marriage should happen because he has something about society not being as well because children wouldn't be as good with the whole genetics of his sister having a kid.
Ask him if he thinks that we should keep Down syndrome kids around or just take them out back and, you know, break their little necks. Or if we should
purify society.
These are questions, right? You know,
yeah.
I mean, this society fights very hard for the reproduction rights of, you know, people that I would consider to be less than even the norm. That's it's sort of the way we do in the advanced culture. We protect the weak.
Yes.
Well, Tobiah, any other comments for us, man?
Nope, other than great show, guys.
There you go. Thank you. The government out of marriage. It's the only sensible answer. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Now, I'm going to be getting married within a few months from now, and we're going to have a state-free wedding.
That's nice.
And I refuse to have any state involvement. My fiance's family just doesn't get it. My family doesn't get it. But that's their problem and not mine. Everything else is so much easier. You don't have to do any paperwork. There's none of that stuff. You don't have to spend $70 for the marriage license or whatever they cost.
Now, when I went and got my marriage license, because I got a state-sponsored marriage, they asked questions like, what race are you?
You know, on the license.
On the license.
Application.
Yeah,
okay.
The woman actually filled out the application in front of us, and I refused to answer that question. According to my marriage license, I'm a business race.
Well, that's good.
We had to fill out something, and the only other option besides, you know, black, white, Eskimo, or whatever was
business.
So we are a business race. Kind of interesting. It's my understanding that marriage licenses came about from the beginning at the end of the Civil War to keep blacks and whites from getting married. You know,
pretty much.
State didn't want to see that happening, so they created this, you know, this piece of paper that said, now you're getting married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we'd be a lot better off if the state wasn't making that piece of paper.
It seems to me that it just brings nothing but trouble. I think that you could actually claim, I don't know if there's any evidence to back it up, but just beyond the evidence that the state tends to just mess up everything it touches, kind of like, I think the state, the government, just sort of has a reverse Midas touch. You know, King Midas, everything he touched turned to gold, but I think that the state, the government, everything they touch, everything they get involved in, just turns to dust, just utter garbage. And I think that what marriage used to be before the state got involved in it was an agreement between two people that loved one another, or in polygamous cases, multiple people that love one another, an agreement to be together and share and to love and to hold and whatever it is that they say during the ceremony. And that was it. Just those two people were involved. And maybe if they have a god, then that would have been involved as well. And then once the state came in, you've added a third party. You've added all this legalese, all these tomes of law to the book. I mean, to the books. When you get married, do you really know? I mean, you've gotten a state marriage. Do you know what all of the rules are that apply to your marriage? All the state-made laws that apply?
I haven't a clue.
Of course not. But yet, even though you don't have a clue, you understand they do apply, right?
They do apply.
There's a lot of this marriage laws and relationship laws out there and divorce proceedings, that sort of thing, that are going to apply to your marriage whether you like it or not. And you signed on to it just by signing that marriage license. It seems like a lot of hassle, and I want nothing to do with it.
It's kind of like a high school diploma. It's a piece of paper that no one ever asks to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you say you've got a high school diploma, as far as everyone's concerned, you've got it, including your employer. If you say you're married, then you're married. People don't even question whether or not it's a state marriage or not. It's just if I'm living with a woman and I say I'm married to her, then that's my wife.
Well, the time they are going to ask you to see it is when you want a divorce. When you're coming,
you think
to
so?
Well, when you come to the state asking for a divorce, they're obviously going to check and see if you are married in regards to whether or not the state knows about
only
it.
If you claim, only if one of the participants says, hey, this is not a real marriage here, we don't have a license. That's the only time they're going to ask for that piece of paper.
Really? They wouldn't pull up your information in the computer?
Doubt it very seriously. You're giving the government far too much credit.
I don't know. Am I just out of line by going outside of the system? What do you guys think? Would you ever get a non-state-sponsored marriage? Am I just totally wacky? 1-800-259-9231.
There are some advantages to a state marriage. For instance, in my case, it was insurance. My wife works for the state.
30 pieces of silver, man, which you took the bribe, and they got you now. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on that. Otherwise, coming up, an update on Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot. He's got new charges that he's facing. We will tell you about those on the way. Although these, believe it or not, man, which are going to be maybe good charges, good criminal charges, is very strange. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with Dan Manwich, Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we'll send you an update whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you're on the updates list, and you can get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. By the way, Manwich, we just sent out an update earlier this morning at around midnight Eastern time, because every month, we do a little voting drive on Free Talk Live. Because on the website at freetalklive.com, we give you everything for free. As we mentioned before, the archives, live streaming, all of it is on the house. So what we ask in return from you, if you like what we're doing here, if you appreciate all that stuff being given away, take a moment out, maybe about a minute of your time, and go to vote.freetalklive.com. Because every month, over at podcastalley.com, the votes reset. See, we're not just, for those of you in Indianapolis, we're a radio show primarily, but we also do this podcasting thing, which some of you may or may not have heard of. And basically what that means is we take our our archives, put them online, and make it so that people all around the world can automatically download them. That's basically what a podcast is.
And put them on their iPods or their MP3 players or whatever.
So they can listen to the show at their convenience, that sort of thing. And so there's like 7,000 podcasts worldwide, and they're all cataloged over at PodcastAlley.com. Now, of those 7,000, we're one of them, and we're frequently in the top five of the entire world.
I'd say we're always in the top five.
Always, yeah. In fact, right now, I believe we're
number one.
I believe we're number two at the moment.
At the very moment, we're number two.
But I think we're only
behind. And if we had five votes, we would be number one.
So all you have to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so news about Mark Emery. And again, you can call in about anything, 1-800-259-9231. Mark Emery, we actually had him on the show not too long ago, a few weeks back. He is the self-proclaimed Prince of Pot. Now, he's also the publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine. He ran a seed-dealing business out of Canada. He lives in Canada, I think Vancouver area. And he's just a huge public personality involved in the war on drugs, trying to end the war on drugs. Okay, so he takes the money that he makes from his magazine, he takes the money that he made from his seed business, and he turns it around into more activism in order to possibly end this crazy war on drugs that we have in this country and in other countries around the world. So he's a public personality, and naturally that means that, well, the DEA's attention is going to come to him eventually. And so they ran an investigation on him and eventually raided his offices where he was sending out the marijuana seeds from to various different ordering people that were ordering them from around the world. They raided his offices, confiscated all of his stuff, confiscated his equipment, and charged him with several different crimes, conspiracy to distribute, whatever. The interesting part was it actually was the Canadian authorities, so-called authorities that did it, that actually constructed the raid, but they did it at the behest of the United States. So the DEA went to the Canadian authorities and said, well, we really want to get this Mark Emery guy. You don't mind doing all the dirty work for us, do you? Oh, sure, sure. You're America. We do everything you say. And so the Canadian, the Mounted Police, or whoever they were, went and raided Mr. Emery. And now he's being brought up on charges in the United States. He's yet to be extradited, though, from Canada. That's the first step, is to actually get him extradited from Canada to the U.S. And that's
now, you say he has more charges, and that these charges are somehow beneficial to his
case? This is weird. I'm going to just read this from Vancouver 24 Hours. A Vancouver man plans to file criminal charges against pot activist Mark Emery just to prove a point. David McCann said he's doing it to spark a national debate on Canadian sovereignty and drug policy. He said the government's condoned Emery's behavior by allowing him to run his Vancouver seed-selling business and collecting taxes on his profits. Because the Mark was doing this for years without having anybody in the Canadian government molest him.
Including many public officials supporting him.
Yeah. Well, because he's not a thug. He's just a dude that is running a business. Yeah. The charges McCann will file in court are virtually identical to the ones that Emery faces in the U.S., which is trying to extradite Mark. The theory is, apparently, that the local charges, the charges that the Canadian guy is bringing against Mark, are somehow going to throw a wrench into the U.S. extradition plans for Emery, allowing him, therefore, to serve any punishment that he receives in Canada. So I don't know anything about the Canadian legal system. I don't know how this works, but the guy that's bringing the charges seems to think that he's got a chance of helping Mark avoid being extradited. He thinks this is going to basically cancel the extradition.
Perhaps it will somehow trump the U.S. charges because they're Canadian charges as opposed to United States charges,
right,
being held by Canadian authorities. And then, I don't know, he could be, I don't know.
What I find interesting about this is it's just, it doesn't say a Vancouver prosecutor. It says a Vancouver man plans to file criminal charges. I didn't know that. I guess you could. Can you, in Canada, can I say, Manwich, I want to charge you with conspiracy to distribute marijuana?
That's how it used to be in the United States, but not so much anymore.
Yeah.
We had what they call a constabular criminal system, and you could bring people up on criminal charges.
It's interesting. According to this guy that's going to be filing the charges, this is his quote, he says, this is about sovereignty and hypocrisy. Every now and again, I think Canadians have to stand up and say to the government, you're doing something wrong here. And he's right. I mean, the Canadians do need to stand up and say, first off, whether or not these charges stick, the people need to get behind this guy and say, you can't, do not remove him from Canadian soil. because it's literally a slap in the face to Canada's sovereignty that the United States can just come in there and throw their weight around.
And, you know, the United States is so thoroughly enmeshed in this drug war that there's no way that once Mark Emery enters the clutches of the DEA,
he's not coming out.
It's over.
Yeah, he might get put away for 10, 15 years, but you never know. There have been guys that were just growing marijuana, just growing a few marijuana plants, who've been put away. They've been made examples of, and they've been put away for 50 to 99 years.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think my biggest problem with the drug war isn't the freedom to be able to grow or smoke marijuana or any other drug, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is that the drug war makes illegal addictive substances and then therefore inflates the price of those addicted substances,
mm-hmm.
so that people will do crazy, ridiculous, dangerous things to get it.
Absolutely.
Let me make my point here.
Okay.
Crack addicts, for instance. Everybody knows that there's crack addicts out there. I'm not going to say every crack addict. Crack addicts out there, they'll slit your throat for $50, $10, whatever you've got in your pocket.
Slit their grandma's throat.
You know, my wife, myself, my family, and my big fat cat are all in danger every day because the government makes these things illegal.
That's right.
You know, somehow I just don't believe that crack addicts would be running amok committing violent crimes if crack was illegal,
The reason, you say you don't believe it, well, it's just a fact. I mean, the reason is because it's illegal, the price has gone up by something like 2,000%. And if it was made legal, go and look at what it costs, for instance, to buy a bag of tobacco. You know, just a bag full of tobacco or, you know, prescription drugs that are frequently available or off-the-shelf pharmaceuticals. It's $5, you know, at most $10. You could go and buy a vial full of crack cocaine for just pennies on the dollar compared to what they cost today. You could afford your crack habit by working at McDonald's if you wanted to.
You're avoiding alcohol as an example, but I think that alcohol, if taken regularly, is addictive. I mean, by most people.
Our former co-host will become addicted to it
just by drinking it on a pretty regular basis.
And you want to talk about dangerous? That's a whole other issue. I mean, alcohol is dangerous as hell, but it's legal. 800-259-9231. As always, hey, since we're in a brand new market tonight, the question goes out to you. Are you a drug war believer? Are you a drug warrior? We want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live. Chime in, 800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there, the broadband version of the show, dial-up version, totally free, freetalklive.com. So take advantage of that. And, of course, don't forget to go vote for the show. We're pushing for votes tonight at vote.freetalklive.com. Currently number two in the world, according to podcastalley.com. We could be number one by the end of the show, easily, with your help at vote.freetalklive.com. And if you've already voted so far this month, much thanks. Of course, we ask that you pass the word on to your friends and family members. And if you're tuning in for the first time in Indianapolis tonight, we invite you to visit our website, freetalklive.com, because even though we're just on Saturday nights for now in Indianapolis, we do have a weekday show that we do. So if you like what's going on here, you'll definitely want to check out the archives, freetalklive.com. Talking about the war on drugs, and as usual, we invite those of you who are drug warriors, who consider yourself supporters of the war on drugs, to call in. We're not going to hang up on you. We're not going to, you know, be really mean to you. We just want to hear what you think. We just want to understand why it is that you think the war on drugs is a good idea. 1-800-259-9231. So that invitation's always open.
I would say that we do understand why you might think that drugs are a bad idea.
That's a different situation.
Yes.
I think that doing a lot of drugs is a bad idea as well. But I would never put somebody in jail for it. And I object to being forced to pay to keep somebody in jail. How does that help society exactly? I mean, I understand that you could claim that by putting a drug addict, we were talking about crack before, by putting the crackhead in jail, you're helping him out. You're going to help, you know, help him kick the habit, dry him out. He's going to be in jail. He's going to learn that what he did was wrong. And then hopefully when he gets out, he'll be a changed man, right? I mean, that's kind of the PR behind the whole jail system.
It sounds right.
Well, how does that exactly help society? I mean, I can think of various different reasons why that actually harms society. Beyond,
I guess it would help them because there would be one fewer drug addict running around on the streets when he's in jail, and hopefully he'd be reformed when he got out. But I don't think the jails necessarily make any effort to reform people. I think they make an effort to warehouse people.
Yeah, and then they get out and they go right back to their prior behavior.
You never know.
Some of them change.
Some of them are going to change.
But it seems to me that when you pluck somebody out from the real world and put them into jail, you're asking everybody to pay for it.
Yes.
All of the taxpayers in that given area are paying their sales tax and their property tax or whatever taxes they have to keep people in prison. Now, normally, if you're keeping rapists and murderers and people like that in prison, fine. I don't mind that much having my taxpayer dollars. I mean, I don't like any taxes, period. But I could understand keeping violent thug criminals in jail. That I can understand. But if you just catch somebody smoking crack or cocaine or shooting heroin into themselves, I don't want to pay $50,000 a year to put that person in prison.
That's what it is, 50 grand.
On average around the nation. And not only that, a lot of drug users, I don't know about crackheads, but a lot of drug users are responsible drug users. They're not dangerous people. They're people that go and go to work during the daytime. They come home at night, and instead of, for instance, drinking a six-pack, they might want to smoke a joint, maybe snort a little cocaine or something like that. Some ecstasy.
One could debate. One could certainly have an easy time debating that crack wouldn't exist without the drug war anyway. If it wasn't for the fact the drug war existed, there would be no crack.
Yes, you could absolutely make that claim. Let's go to the phones to Jim, listening on WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Jim. You're on with Ian and Manwich, Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, I believe that the drug war is a total waste of money. We spend billions and billions and billions of dollars every year And we've also done is turn the high schools into drug stores.
I don't know when you were in high school, but when I was there, I don't remember Jim Beam or Wild Turkey coming on campus trying to ply people with alcohol.
All right. Well, I'm over 40 now, but I work with a lot of high school kids, and they're stoned pretty much 24/7. I mean, I could call one of 10 people that work for us, and they get heroin, crack, coke, marijuana, and I don't do drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so readily available in our schools now. You might as well put them at Walgreens or Walmart.
Well, you might as well.
It's that easy to get. All the kids, they're doing is dumping our money.
You're right. And in fact, the studies show that if you just ask the kids straight out, hey, is it easier to get alcohol or is it easier to get marijuana? They'll tell you straight up, easier to get marijuana.
And I don't think our government, if they really wanted to solve the problem from my studies, I did a study in college on this. The only person that really got rid of the drug problem was Mao, and he killed 600,000 or 700,000 people.
Chairman Mao.
They went from 25% daily opium use to under 1% within a year.
Now,
not willing to do that, which is the only way that I see that you'll ever cure it, you might as well legalize it and save us.
That sounds like a problem worse than a cure to me.
You make a great point here. Now, our Fourth Amendment rights to illegal search and seizure have been compromised in this country, and I would say that it's almost entirely due to the drug war. I mean,
you know,
the dogs sniffing around cars and cops, coming into houses without search warrants. This is almost all about...
How about asset forfeiture? That's another terrible part of the drug war. I mean,
if they find you with two marijuana seeds in your car... They can take your car.
Yeah, or maybe, but worse yet, maybe the chief of police in Indianapolis there drives by your house, Jim, and says, Jim, I like that house he has. Let's see if we can find some marijuana in it so we can confiscate his whole house. Or how about when they find that a tenant of yours was maybe growing marijuana in the back room of one of the houses that you rent out? Then they get to take your house even though you knew nothing about it.
That would seem far-fetched, but I'll bet my paycheck that that happened.
Oh, it's absolutely happening.
We reported it here on Free Talk Live.
How about a story where there's a guy that was running, he has a private plane service, you know, flying people from point A to point B, you know, high-class citizens, those kind of people. You hire him, he gets hired out to do a job. He doesn't know who he's transporting or what the person's transporting. Turns out the guy he was transporting had 50 pounds of cocaine on him. The DEA took that guy's plane. It was his livelihood. He didn't know what his passenger was doing. This whole drug war is totally insane.
It is. And I saw a study once that showed they spent $120,000 for every marijuana arrest.
Wow.
And they only prosecute 1 out of 10.
Yep.
And unbelievable.
That's our money.
A year.
How about the 700,000-plus people that get arrested for marijuana every year? Gosh, can you imagine? Maybe we'd actually have safer streets if we took the, 50% of time and money that the cops spend on vice crimes and actually focused it on, you know, bank robbers and murderers and rapists.
Well, they don't solve most of those.
No. Well, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. Now, there's money behind the drug war. They get to seize that property and those assets. There's money behind traffic tickets and those kind of things.
Yeah.
Cops are real good in these areas.
You don't get flashy cars for murderers.
No.
No, you certainly don't.
Jim, great call, man. Call us again sometime. We're going to be on every Saturday night there. Thanks, dude. We're going to be on every Saturday night. Good hearing from you. FreeTalkLive.com. 800-259-9231 to Stephen in Illinois. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey there.
I wanted to talk about the drug war.
Yes, sir.
It helped me. I think it's a good thing, really.
What are you talking about?
Well, did it help you or do you think it's a good thing?
I think it's a good thing because it did help me.
What exactly helped you?
Years ago, I used to smoke crack. And
are you for real?
No, he's not.
You are not for real.
No,
all right, we'll let you prove how
out.
Real you are. You can tell us about crack when we come back, and we'll find out if you're real. Because I know a thing or two about crack. I'm not going to explain how I know it. 800-259-9231. You can
talk, you hear things.
Yeah. Just depends on the circles you run in. More coming back. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water. But without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. Conversely, where oxygen is deficient, disease thrives. With atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dipping as low as 10% in today's indoor and urban environments, is it any wonder we have so much chronic disease to deal with? Most of us are oxygen deficient and don't even know it. Without sufficient oxygen, both our physical and mental health will deteriorate. Clearly, increasing the body's oxygen without negative side effects is critical to achieving good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. To learn more about safely increasing your body's oxygen level, click the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Saturday night edition of the show. We're here live as we are six nights a week. Monday through Saturday, 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you everything. The bulletin board system, the archives, updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, all of it is on the house. And all we ask from you is a simple vote. And we push for votes. Of course, this is our first night on WXNT. This is not something we do every night. It's just pretty much the first night of the month, and tonight being the first, we're pushing for votes. Vote.freetalklive.com, because we need to be number one, the number one podcast in the world at podcastalley.com. Currently, we're number two.
And we're two votes away from the number one slot.
We're closing fast. All we need is you to go to vote.freetalklive.com, and all you need is an email address. So if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, and if you're just tuning in, you will like it, because it's pro-freedom. And who could disagree with freedom?
Freedom's good.
Who could disagree with liberty? Well, maybe Stephen in Illinois can.
Perhaps.
Stephen, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Now, Stephen, you claim that you're a former crackhead.
A little.
A little crackhead?
I had just gotten into it when I got arrested.
Really? So what's it like smoking crack, Stephen?
Well, God. I can't even put it into words.
How did you get into it? How about that one?
A friend of mine, we had been smoking weed for like an hour, and he had pulled out some crack, and he was going to smoke it, and I told him not to.
Yeah.
And he convinced me to try it, and I did it probably 7 or 8 times, and not 7, 8
times. How long had you been smoking marijuana before this? Not about that night, but, I mean, in your life.
About 2 years.
Uh-huh. Had you ever done any other hard drugs, or was this your first foray?
I tried cocaine once or twice, but it was just like being all hyper, and that didn't do anything for me.
How do you think it is that the drug war is going to benefit people and yourself? Well, you know,
I was only in jail for about 30 days, mm-hmm. and while I was in there, I saw some of the people, and I saw what could have happened had I kept on smoking.
Yeah,
and I decided never to touch it again. And so, because I had gotten picked up, I wouldn't have seen that otherwise until I had gotten there myself.
So you were buying crack and you hadn't seen some of the effects of crack on other people? Are you saying that you were introduced to a terrible situation in county jail and that just made you decide not to do it again?
I had seen some of it, but, you know, I had seen one or two people who had gotten really bad, but...
I don't think it justifies it, though, Stephen. I mean, even though you were allegedly helped out by your 30 days in jail, you could have very easily, if there was no war on drugs, you could have very easily gone ahead and checked yourself into a clinic, or somebody might have suggested...
But I know I wouldn't have. That's the thing. I know that I would not have checked myself in. I would have just kept on doing what I was doing.
Are you suggesting that that we should be forced to have paid for your time in jail, Stephen? Because I don't like that idea.
Well, is there I can't think of another way to do it. The jail's already there.
Well, housing you in it costs $50,000 a year.
Yeah, and how about the billions?
Somebody's got to feed your drug addict butt while you're in there.
How about the billions of dollars that the federal government spends on the war on drugs? Is that all okay in your book just because you were rescued from your little crack habit?
Well, it's helping people. I mean, I know
it's helping people into prison cells.
Why don't you
Stephen?
Ask the people that are in prison for drugs right now if it's have helped them?
Here, keep listening, and we'll give you an example of somebody who was helped out by this war on drugs. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 from the Drug Reform Coordination Network. The sad case of Jonathan Magbai again gained the public's attention after members of his family this week filed a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against Washington, D.C., District of Columbia. Magbai, a 27-year-old paraplegic who was paralyzed from the neck down when hit by a drunk driver at age 4, died a year ago Monday after the D.C. jail and Greater Southeast Community Hospital failed to provide him with proper medical care. Magbai was serving a 10-day jail sentence for marijuana possession. They're just trying to help him. They were just trying to help this guy stop smoking marijuana.
And they helped him into a casket.
Marijuana, which he used medically to relieve the pain and discomforts that he suffered from daily, you know, from being paralyzed from the neck down. To say that proper medical care was not provided actually doesn't quite tell the story. The truth is that the jail didn't allow Magbai to use the use of his ventilator until it was too late, despite his family's pleadings. A Capital Area ACLU attorney who has joined with the family's attorneys in bringing the suit pointed out no one's been held accountable for Magbai's untimely death. No one at the jail? No one at the hospital? Not Judge Retchen, who was not named in the lawsuit because of the law protecting judges from that sort of thing? You know, sovereign immunity.
Mm-hmm.
All these bureaucrats, they can hurt all of the people they want to and not actually have any consequences for themselves. Then an investigation by the district's Commission on Judicial Disabilities and Tenure found that Retchen had acted within the law and cleared her of misconduct. So because the judge was following the law, she's totally immune from any prosecution. But to be cleared of official misconduct is not the same as to have acted responsibly, much less morally. The impulse to send Magbai to jail at all was a barbaric one. Remember, he's a paraplegic. That doesn't serve justice. The prosecutor, in fact, had recommended against jail time, which is unusual in Washington, D.C. for that type of a misdemeanor by a first-time offender. And though Retchen, the judge, claimed to the media that she lacked the authority to have ordered Southeast Hospital to keep him rather than bounce him back to jail as they chose, there must have been something she could have managed with sufficient efforts to avert the unfolding tragedy. So, this guy was put in prison because he was caught with marijuana, because he's a paraplegic and he uses it to relieve some of his pain. He died in prison as a result of the war on drugs. I think that's a bit more powerful than your story, Stephen. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Folks, a massive fraud has been deceiving many millions of good people for decades. The lie we have been sold by the so-called health food industry is that taking vitamins will make us healthy. They tell us our dietary habits are so poor, we can't possibly get adequate nutrition from mere food. And though it's true we may not always eat right, God did not create a vitamin tree. Consuming isolated or synthetic nutrients will never give you total health, and in some cases, can actually do your body harm. The natural state of your body is total health. It's your birthright. Don't waste your money on vitamins. Claim your health the natural way God intended. To learn more, click the bright orange and white banner at GCNLive.com or call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. And use promotional code 18222.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Saturday night edition. See you here. And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with over 900 users, over 53,000 posts for you to surf around through. It's a lot of fun. It's totally free, of course. FreeTalkLive.com. And, of course, it is the first day of the month, which means we're doing our monthly voting drive here on Free Talk Live. So if you're digging what we're doing on the show, you like the fact that we give you everything for free on the website, go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address, and it will literally take you less than a minute to vote for the show. Now, when you vote for Free Talk Live, it puts us up at the top of the charts. We're already number two, almost, I think, tied up with the number one show in the world. And with your vote, we'll easily be number one. And, of course, being number one means that we get more press attention. More coverage. International press we've gotten from being the number one podcast in the world. And what does that do? Well, it gets us more listeners. And what does that do? Well, it means more people get to hear the pro-freedom, pro-liberty, principled message from Free Talk Live. More people coming across the message of freedom and liberty, definitely a good thing. So, vote.freetalklive.com. We had Stephen on the phone a little while back, and I still question whether or not he was being straight up with us, but we'll take his word for it. He claims he went to jail because he was smoking crack, or he got caught with crack. We didn't actually find out what exactly put him in jail, but he claims he was in jail for 30 days, and after that, he saw what, you know, terrible junkies looked like while he was in jail, and that convinced him to swear off crack. And he said that he thought the war on drugs was a good thing because of it. Then we just read an example about a paraplegic guy who was caught with marijuana, ordered into jail for 10 days, of course, didn't have marijuana in jail, and as a result of neglectful medical care on the part of the D.C. jail, he died. Mm. Because, from what I've heard, medical care ain't too good when you're in prison.
No.
They don't really care about you there.
I met a guy who said that, you know, he had been to prison,
yeah.
And he said that prison was the best thing that ever happened to him, and he thinks everybody should spend 6 months in jail. it's laughable, right? But
no thanks.
You know, I mean, I suppose that it's a formative experience for him. Mm-hmm. I hear people say that they think that the military is the best thing that can happen to young men. They should bring back the draft.
Ugh.
Well, you know, maybe the military is a great thing to happen to a young man, but bringing back the draft brings back slavery.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's conscription. You have to do what they say or you go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
No, I'm with you there.
You know, I mean, the government shouldn't be able to do that to people.
So we pointed out this example about the paraplegic, and so Stephen thought the war on drugs was a good thing because it helped him, he believed. I think that Stephen could have gotten help without the war on drugs. He claims up and down that he wouldn't have. He claims if it weren't for them throwing him in the clink, then he'd still be on crack today. But really, Stephen, that's your problem, and it's not mine. And I refuse, I don't like the idea of having to be forced to pay to keep people like you in prison. How about all of the people that are hurt by the war on drugs? Okay, Stephen, you claim you were helped, and there's very few people like you out there, from what I can tell. How about the people that were killed, like this paraplegic we were talking about? How about Peter McWilliams out in California, who choked on his own vomit because he couldn't smoke the marijuana that he needed to keep his medicines down by order of a judge?
Well, and another thing Stephen's doing is abdicating his personal responsibility. Do you understand?
Yes.
By saying that the government needs to take care of this, the situation, and I was helped by that, it's abdicating your own personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You smoked crack. You're, you know, addicted to crack. Figure out what to do about your crack problem on your own.
How about the hundreds of thousands of people arrested and hassled and fined and the, what, 60% of the federal prison population that's in for drug crimes? You think all those people are better off because of it? Please. Hour number two is on the way, 800-259-9231. You could take control of the show. Coming up, an Army recruiter taking nude pictures of his recruits. Don't forget to vote.freetalklive.com. Back in a moment.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.